Jordan is vowing to wipe out the Islamic State. The Hashemite Kingdom is ramping up its airstrikes, hitting Islamic State training camps, barracks, and ammunition depots. This operational tempo requires more weapons, and leading U.S. members of Congress are calling for increased support. Senator John McCain.
This committee's immediate concern is to ensure Jordan has all the equipment and resources necessary to continue taking the fight directly to ISIL.
Jordanian officials say they want revenge after IS posted this horrific video of a captured Jordanian pilot who was burned alive shortly after these scenes. The same day the video was released, Jordan's King Abdullah was in Washington seeking precision munitions, aircraft parts, and additional night vision equipment. Analysts say the arms transfers are crucial because Jordan is such an important ally in the fight against IS. David Shanker directs the program on Arab politics at the Washington Institute.
Jordan is the best partner of the United States in this war. They are critical. They are the base of operations of all air operations targeting IS in Syria.
Ashton Carter has been nominated as the next Secretary of Defense and is vowing to cut red tape and solve any problems with sending weapons to Jordan.
I definitely want to find out what they are and resolve them, because we need partners on the ground to beat ISIS.
Emotions are running high in Jordan, and analysts say public opinion appears to be solidly behind King Abdullah. Demonstrations are being held to condemn the killing of the pilot and express solidarity with the family. Analysts say there is agreement in Washington to strengthen the strategic partnership with Amman.
The relationship is extremely close, and there is a consensus between the administration and the Congress that more had to be done for Jordan, and in short order.
The United States will increase its annual assistance to Jordan from $660 million to $1 billion per year. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.